Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for Daily Editorial number 2. Going to talk about COVID here with Dr. Charles Page. This is kind of a bit of a preview to what we're going to be talking about on the weekend show for at least 2 segments. COVID right now is incredibly, incredibly in the news. The current administration is dealing with it one way. The Democrats are dealing with it another way. And I'm pretty convinced that the Democrats are incorrect in what they're trying to do. Chatting off mic with Chuck earlier, he brought up the fact that there is a huge incentive for hospitals to attribute deaths to COVID. There's a huge government incentive for them to do that, when in reality, the death rate is going down right now. The mortality rate is going down right now, even though the amount of confirmed COVID cases is going up. This is a major misnomer on the part of the fake media, for lack of better terms, fake news. Chuck, what are your comments on this?
I agree with what you said. I mean, I think we're in hospitals, we're seeing creative coding. And I think what people don't understand, you know, when they could read behind the lines of what hospitals are doing, you know, hospitals have been working in the red for years. And so the CARES Act, you know, pays hospitals an extra 20% more if they put that, you know, lump patients into that COVID diagnosis. And what I have seen and what other physicians have experienced is that many of those patients are being diagnosed with COVID, you know, as a working diagnosis without ever having a positive test, actually being admitted to the COVID floor and being treated that way, often when they have other respiratory diseases. So once again, that's a hard number to really determine, you know, once again, based upon kind of the numbers that we're seeing, because, you know, once again, the hospitals have an incentive to code everybody as COVID patients and lump people in. And I believe that's happening a lot more than we know.
Well, what I find to be interesting is as the sample of confirmed COVID cases is increasing dramatically because of the increased testing, at the same token, Chuck, the mortality rate is going way, way down, way down. That gives me a little bit of hope, with the exception of one thing, and that is my family and I all fall into the very, very high risk category. So it behooves us to only do one thing, not necessarily listen to the government, but listen to people like Dr. Charles Page, who simply say, do everything that you can that is possible to not be exposed to COVID. And that's what we have done in the past. Final words, Chuck?
I think that's great advice. You know, if you're high risk, continue, you know, trying to social distance yourself. This is not something we need to just worry about and focus on. Just use your common sense. We know we can't stop a virus, but just using general common sense things, trying to stay in the house, wearing a mask when you're outside, you know, whether or not that's the best thing, just to be on the safe side, and just kind of limit yourself for a while until hopefully we get a vaccine.
Really good news, in my opinion. Chuck will be on this particular weekend radio program. Going to do a couple of segments, upwards of a total of about 20 minutes with him. I want to say one thing. If you have any questions at all that you want me to ask Chuck or that you want me to ask from you to Chuck, let me know, courtesy of the blog, for lack of better terms. Dr. Page, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.